This is what I know in my bones. I don't know. It takes me back to my grandma. Grandma Evelyn, which Dawson's in this morning. The Halvo Boys, WWIB and WIB.com. You didn't get to know Grandma Evelyn. You will in heaven, but...
I've heard plenty about her.
You have, obviously, and your sister's named after her. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just something about, I know it in my bones. Let's see how that rings true, how that resonates with our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Somebody, when he says about, I know it in my bones, what does that call to mind for you?
Well, you know, I think for me, we can come to know things in a variety of ways, right? I mean, we can come to know things through exposure, but I also think there is an intuition that we have that allows a certain type of knowing as well. You know, if that's the Holy Spirit or if it's something else, I think it's good to pay attention to those intuitions and that, you know, that internal knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's First John actually uses the word know like 40 times, and it's probably the most recognizable. First John 5:13. These things are written that you might know you have eternal life. So,
yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, good having breakfast with you and your son Ian on Saturday morning at Randy's in Eau Claire.
Yeah, it was good. It was a weird weekend for me because Ian had dance practice for the musical all day on Saturday, and Heather and Tessa were at a dance competition in Duluth all weekend, so I had kind of a quiet weekend and spent some time sleeping on the couch, which was good. Watched far more television than maybe I should have, but it was generally a good weekend, so...
We'll call it, at Randy's, we'll call it the, the best five breakfast table. And we had five of us there, but, I mean, from Ian at 16 to two 70-something guys joining us, it was quite an age expanse.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I had said that to Heather when I came home, just how great it was. I was so glad Ian was there to spend time, I mean, with you and me. I mean, that's great, of course. But I think with those two wise men, I think was just excellent. I think it's good for us as people to spend time with people from different age brackets. I think it helps us grow in wisdom.
Yeah. Ed and Jeff. And so, Dawson, I mean, you're 20. You fit into the age range. Is anybody between 16 and 99 is welcome. So.
Hey, if I'm invited to a breakfast, I won't turn it down.
Well, you know,
kind of like
I say
Legos.
When I say 16 to 99, if a 100-year-old, a centenarian wanted to join us, we would not turn him or her away, right? So...
You know, if a centenarian showed up, I'd probably even buy that person breakfast.
There you go. There you go.
How much can they really eat?
100-year-old listeners in the audience. The invitation's going out to you.
Would you buy them Raisin Toast? That's the question.
I would.
Wow.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would buy them Raisin Toast.
All right.
So if you make it to 100, Mark, I will buy you Raisin Toast.
Well, that's I need all the inspiration I can get. Hey, Toby Mac concert was great over the weekend at the Target Center. They packed it out, really.
Mm.
Did you want to know the order of the concert performance? I'll tell you. It was Tarian. She is a talented young artist who also served as a backup singer for Toby Mac. Then later it was Cochran and Company, followed by Kane. Then Crowder rocked the house.
I imagine.
Then there was a pitch for Food for the Poor. And finally, after the intermission, Toby Mac. The dude is 57, and man, can he still dance and sing. And so it was really something.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right.
I'd also buy Toby Mac bread for when he reaches
the Raisin bread?
Very good. All right, well, we've got the same number of years to go. All right, Colossians 2:19. Can you give me that this morning?
Yeah, so Colossians 2:19 says, kind of building in from 18, it says, their sinful minds have made them proud, and they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body, for he holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God nourishes it.
And in Letters to the Beloved, Jason Cans says, Colossians 2:19, Beloved, real life cannot be cut off from my son. Every good thing that happens in you individually and communally flows from my son. He alone is your daily bread and your living water. Stay as close to him as you can because he is life. And so how would you like to further expound on that?
Yeah, you know, I think it gets back to what we were talking about, this idea of knowing. You know, I think understanding that Christ is life is something that we need to camp on, kind of coming back to that day by day. Life flows from him and back to him. And, you know, it's not just something we do on Sundays or at, you know, 5:45 a.m. It's something that really infuses our day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. And the line that stuck out to me there is going to lead into the tune this morning, Every Good Thing, and that's a song from The Afters. Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow. So happy birthday to Cooper Swenson. He's turning seven today.
Yeah, wrapping up birthdays. Happy birthday,
Cooper.
How did
we leave that one?
We didn't leave it out. We got it. Segment's not done.
There we go. Hey, happy seventh birthday,
Absolutely.
Cooper.
Absolutely.
Caleb's not here today, a well-deserved day off, but here's the deal. It is Cooper's birthday today. His son Cooper turning seven today. And so, Cooper, there's a lot of birthdays today, but this special song going out for you.
One, two, three, four.
Happy, happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday so we could party.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Cooper.
All right, so WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and this is unique because we've got our buddy Drew Fralick in Michigan. Good morning.
Hey, Mark.
But you're not alone here today. Who else do we have on the other line?
I'm assuming it's my wife on the other line.
It is. Yes, it is. You are correct.
It sure is. Good morning.
Hey.
So introduce your wife to us here.
So this is my wife, Laurie. You know, as I told the listeners over the last few months, I was hired as the interim pastor of our church. And much like a football coach that wins too many games, they've hired both of us now full-time as co-lead pastors of the Vineyard Church that we're at in Detroit, Michigan. So you're talking, I've started calling myself the pastor's husband.
So Laurie, how do you feel? Was this on your radar at all in terms of being a co-lead pastor?
Yeah, it was. It was on my radar. We'd been talking about doing something together for years, and then this came up, and we felt like God was asking us to do it. So here we are.
Now, we've heard Drew's end of things before, of going to China and you guys meeting there, but kind of tell us a little bit about you. Introduce yourself to Western Wisconsin here.
Well, I moved around a lot as a kid. I was in the military, so I'm not really sure where I'm from. I did meet Drew in China by a trash can.
By a trash can? Was it Oscar the Grouch? You were hanging out at Oscar the Grouch's place or what?
Something like that. We said we would meet up, and I was like, where do you want to meet? We had talked on Facebook, and I was like, where do you want to meet? And he's like, I'll see you out front of this university that I was working at. And then later, I was like, where are you? I texted him. He's like, I'm by the trash can. So now that's a very special trash can that we went back and took our pictures from it 2 years ago.
And your relationship has risen from the ashes all these many years.
Exactly. It's only gotten better.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go but up.
Fantastic.
Now we're by the diaper can. That's where we're at now.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah.
That's it.
Or down. I don't know.
Well,
that's it.
You know, as we're going to transit, we wish you guys the very best. So what's the whole deal on messages? You guys alternate, or you co-preach, or what?
Well, what we're doing right now is each time we have a sermon series, which are usually like 4 to 6 weeks, we'll have one person take the lead, and then the other person fills in once or twice. So right now we're doing Lent. Laurie is in the lead. I preached yesterday, and I think I'm done for 4 or 5 weeks right here.
Yep.
Well, we wish that the church was a little closer for us to get to, but there's this whole lake in the way. But anyhow, hey, we wish you guys the best. And Laurie, you're invited back anytime here on the Monday morning visit with Drew too. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Terrific. And of course, an hour later there, Eastern time. And Drew, we'll talk to you next week. But you know, one thing I was going to plan the segment because we go from. We had from the Detroit Lions, the Green Bay Packers, and a Vikings friend from days gone by, our buddy Matza Matt is
here.
Hey,
how about good morning?
On crutches this morning.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I didn't like totally make it public news.
Yeah.
But it was February 6th. famous line of, hey, I'm just going to go play some basketball and get some exercise and leave standing upright. Just go easy, you know, get back into it a little bit and get some exercise. And it was about 6-5. We were starting to make a little comeback in the game, and I had the ball on the wing and stepped back to just, you know, to kind of go and take my guy baseline, had him baseline. It's going to go in for the nice, easy layup when everything was so good, when suddenly it wasn't. So I went down. And I had heard something completely up in my ears and knew that it was not good. So, yeah, I ruptured my Achilles. And got into the doctor the very next day. Thank the Lord. It all worked out great. Got into the doctor at 9:15 the next day and had surgery 2 days later.
Wow.
So on about 4.5 weeks post-surgery and 25% weight on the leg, and we're going to hopefully try to balance it out today so I can shoot some shots and bury them a little bit. But
I had heard a little bit about it, but as you came in with the crutches this morning, it all came much more clearer to me. So, wow.
Yeah, it's been a journey. My wife has been a saint. She is wonderful. I love her very much. And the kids have been great, but it's quite a process. Yeah, so we're physical therapy started Friday, so I've got that going on. And so we're starting to stretch it a little bit and get it all taken care of. So we'll be back. Funny thing is, Helva, you'll appreciate this. I went in, the doctor was just like, he took a look at the x-ray and then said, yeah, it's pretty much ruptured. He's like, good thing, though, this happens to guys your age all the time. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So full recovery. Cool. It'll be fine. It'll probably take about a year for the leg to get back to full strength with that, which that's quite a long time. But I'll kind of have to alter my basketball game a little bit. You know, for us short guys, like cutting, that's the name of the game. Got to get open. Got to move and cut and... I think my days of cutting are behind me.
So, wow.
Yeah.
All right. He's on the mend. We're going to milk this for all it's worth here today. The mercy support for Matt.
Yes. Yeah, there
Matt.
You go.
He needs it.
Yeah,
396-1670 WWIB. So, again, everybody who pledges gets a Bellateria pizza certificate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Bellateria, it's our ultra thin crust. We've got a lot of varieties as far as the Bellateria is concerned. You're going to love that pizza.
It's 657, and we're shooting.
Yeah, we are. And so, fire up the music. Matza Matt from Bellateria Pizza is our guest shooter now and at 8:50. And we've got how many pledgers on the sheet here, Doc?
Looking at 4 pledgers, I believe.
All right, so 4, and again, which is kind of sad just because we've got so many great prizes. It is Bellateria Pizza Day. We're calling it Magnificent Monday. And Matt will tell us about that breakfast pizza later. They've got so many different great choices for you. Best frozen pizza around. And then also, we've got kicking off week 3. We're going to draw for 2 passes to Action City as well. All right, Matt's probably ready to shoot it up.
I'm going to no warm-ups, Alba.
All right, no warm-ups at all. Can we bring down the music just a tad? That's what that's... Okay.
All right, I'm going
all right, underhanded.
Gonna
yeah, the first one is up. Oh, the bank's not open yet, but we'll see if it is. Oh, for the first one, and there he's bang. Oh, yeah. 1-2. John wouldn't be proud using that backboard. Oh, over the front iron. It's, or plastic. 2-3. He's 3 out of 4.
Here we go.
One more to go. He loves the underhand.
Yes.
4 out of 5.
Yes, baby.
Even with the ruptured Achilles.
Alive. I feel like I still had the touch.
Yeah.
Man, that was good. Went bank shot on that first one and went a little bit strong, and so I took a little something off it this morning.
You know what? You've always been a guy who didn't know your own strength. And so that
thank
was
you,
just
Helva.
Too
yeah.
strong, but wow, you rallied
that
back.
That is true. Yeah, you know, I was talking to Dawson on the way out this morning, or we're here. I said, hey, on the way out, I couldn't crutch with my cup of coffee. So I had to leave my Java at home.
Picture it. It's just a tragic sight.
Oh, trust me, it was agonizing. And so I felt like I had a little too much coffee on that first shot, took it off, and hey, here we go, 4-5. Not bad.
Not too bad at all.
We can tell you, everybody, our first 4 pledgers, they all go away with the Bellateria Pizza certificate. Matt will tell us more. You're visiting with us all morning long.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. Going to be here at 8:50, and then also joining Paul Anthony in the afternoon. Plus, I think for all of the people that do the pledge, we're going to give like a grand prize of above a bunch of coupons as well for pizza. So.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, that's right. The year's supply, right? The year's supply of pizza. I was getting carried
away.
Going off script, you got to cut you off.
I was like, what in the world, Helva?
But also, who's third on your sheet, Dawson? Because they win the 2.
It is Bob Lindner.
All right, Bob wins the 2 passes for Action City, so congratulations to him. What do you got for, let's start with the guest.
Thank you.
Matza Matt, what was your weekend?
Yeah, so I had a great weekend, got together with some friends to kind of do some stuff around their house and do some cleanup, help them out with some spring projects. And then, to kind of top it off, last night, I saw a couple weeks ago that there was going to be a concert over at Grace Church of Eden Prairie. And so I took a couple of my girls, and we went over to the Phil Wickham concert last night at Grace Church of Eden.
That guy can bring it.
Oh, my goodness. We do so many of his songs at church, a lot of worship songs. It was just a tremendous night.
House of the
night.
Lord
oh,
is great.
Oh, my goodness. There's joy in the house. It was so good, man. We had a great time. So.
Well, you love to sing,
too. I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah, we had a. It was beautiful.
Many
great
a morning here on M&M's, I mean, I would hear you singing, you know, off air, and then many times you'd bring it on air.
Yeah, there were a few times where, like, just like what I did right there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, well, I'll see your Phil Wickham and raise you to a Toby Mac concert that I was at the Target Center.
Are you serious?
On Saturday night.
No way.
It started off with Tarian. Boy, she can sing, and then later joined the Toby Mac as a backup singer. Then it was Cochran and Company, and they had the stage, but then this long kind of runner up the middle and then a second stage, and so they could just kind of alternate back and forth. So Cochran and Company, some great hits from them. Kane, this is the brother and the two sisters from Alabama, and the lead singer brother does this complete flip at one point.
I'm like, really?
Wow.
Cool.
People were stunned. Crowder. He was the lead before Toby Mac. I mean, the guy can rock. He rocked the house with Milk and Honey to get things going. That one by request here this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. And finally, Toby Mac. And I want to say he's 57. He can still dance incredibly and put on quite a show.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. I know he's up in age. How did he do? Was he doing great on stage?
He did not look like he had a ruptured Achilles.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, he was really moving, I mean, all over the place, putting on an incredible show. Most emotionally, sharing about the loss of his son and just authentic. So grateful for all the people who prayed and loved on him through social media, etc. And so it was outstanding.
Great. What a great, cool experience.
Thank you to my friend Jay who made it all possible. Dawson, how about your weekend?
No concerts. I can't compare. No, you guys are all over the place. I just had a long week. I just stayed at home, visited with some friends. Nothing wild, nothing crazy. Hopefully I can fill in that gap with some great music, with lyrics you can trust here
there
on
you go.
103.7. Up next, as requested, Crowder's Milk and Honey on the WIB Wake Up
Gonna
Show.
Gonna rock your morning. Here's my first joke this morning. Our rumba keeps going right past a piece of garbage without picking it up. It's one of the family now.
I was abducted by aliens. They made me wash my hands, clean my room, and eat my vegetables. Turns out I was on the mothership.
That's pretty good. Oh, I don't know, Dawson, how it works for you, but sometimes I just want someone to hug me and say, I understand your pain. It's going to be okay. Here's a coffee and $2 million.
Sometimes you meet someone, you know you want to spend your whole life without them.
Ooh, ouch. And finally this morning, instead of cleaning house, I just watch an episode of Hoarders and think, wow, our house looks great. Okay. There we go. Some thoughts, some observations, a joke maybe. I'm sure you can do better. 715-396-1670 WWIB. We talked about in special events earlier, but it's also potato chip day today. Probably what stands out the most in the calendar is it's pie day, P-I, in terms of, but we've got pizza pie for everybody who pledges this morning for Matza Matt from Bellateria Pizza, 396-1670. Thank you to everybody. We got a number of folks who have gotten in and still chiming in, but we want to focus on potato chip day. Dawson, Americans today consume more potato chips than any other people on the planet.
You can choose to be proud or depressed about that fact. Right. As a world food, potatoes are second in human consumption only to rice. As a thin, salted, crisp chip, they are America's favorite snack food.
Yeah.
Fried potatoes were first introduced into the United States by Thomas Jefferson himself in the late 18th century. Jefferson had come across them while in Paris.
Now, of all the things you know that Jefferson's known for, right, the Declaration of Independence and other things, not introducing potato chips. Here's the deal. In 1853, 19th century, a diner at Moon's Lake House in Saratoga Springs, New York, ordered fried potatoes with his meal. The diner sent the potatoes back to the kitchen with a complaint that they were not crispy enough. The chef at the restaurant, George Crumb, I'm not kidding, apparently was furious with the criticism. So he sliced the potatoes paper thin, salted them heavily, and refried them. Ironically, instead of ruining the meal for the diner, Crumb's creation was a hit with the patron.
Today, potato chips are America's favorite
snack food, and come in an amazing number of varieties.
Modern factories mass-produce the chips using continuous fryers or flash frying. Some chips are made from reconstituted potato flakes instead of raw potato slices.
Can leave this potato chip day knowing a little bit more about America's favorite snack.
I gotta tell you, Ruffles have ridges, you know, and they mm-hmm. are good for the dip in there. So. All right, Matzah Matt should be returning to the Wib Studios. He was here with us coming in, hobbling on crutches, ruptured Achilles. I mean, feeling for him. And again, we're not shy to try to encourage you to support on that. It's interesting. I really wanted double-digit pledges. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're still short of that. 8. We've got 8. So can we get a couple more, please?
Ian, just before the bottom of the hour, it's a good day to pledge. I'd say a great day to pledge. We call it Magnificent Monday for a reason.
Absolutely. Pizza for everybody. Mm-hmm. Action City passes for somebody. And also the big grand prize drawing, which is what? A stay at Metropolis Resort and passes for the Chaos Water Park. Well, that's the grand prize drawing on Friday. And so anyhow, all that. But hey, the housing market is staying hot, and it's still a great time to sell your house. So you don't know where to begin, contact the Raven team at, and what a team it is, at Century 21 Affiliated. They'll come on out for a free property consultation to help you figure out your asking price, theraventeam.com. Coming in like kind of in a movie, really. I mean, it's just like the morning is there, and you think there's no hope, and then he comes hobbling in on crutches. Matzah Matt Selvig.
Well, and that's what I wanted to do, Helbo. I wanted just to come in and step right up to the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not think about it. Not think about anything. The crowd, the harassment of the crowd over here. And step in, just toss these babies in. I heard Dawson talking about one. There is, like, if I make two in a row, there's this, and then three in a row. I'm like, what in the world?
That is. We can handle that side. Wow. You just make these baskets.
Okay, are we ready to roll?
No, we need to describe for him.
Okay, good.
Get the music. You need this is what, So here's all the pledgers here. Now, again, we're open to more, 396-1670. And, Marcy, just as we said that, Marcy, $25. A lot of folks coming around for a flat pledge. Now,
sweet.
Are you okay with that, or do you feel like they don't believe in your shooting?
You know, I don't know. They either believe in it or they don't. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling good. 4 for 5 this morning.
I mean,
I wasn't even awake this morning.
The way you rallied, what did you have for breakfast?
You know, I stopped and grabbed a little wake-up wrap from Double D, Dunkin' Donuts. Mm. Or I guess they're just Dunkin' now, I guess.
Right,
and a little coffee this morning. So I'm feeling much better now because, as I was telling you, Dawson, on my way out this morning, I couldn't carry my coffee cup with the crutches to the car. So I got some coffee now, and I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, you were a guy who liked cream and then coffee.
Yes. So. Yeah. You stinking know me, Helbo. You give away all my secrets on the air, bro. I know you do.
I love it. All right. Hey, we are up to thank you so much, Marcy. $25 flat pledge in Bloomer. Christy in Eau Claire, $5 per make. But here's what else we got. I'm going to end with Cody's. But Mona, $2 per made basket. Thank you, Mona. She's all month long.
Let's go,
on
Mona.
The morning show in Sheldon. I love the diversity of the cities, right?
Cool.
Michelle in Chippewa Falls, $25 flat. Beth in Elk Mound, $25 flat.
Sweet.
Spencer, it's complicated there in Hayward, but he even called to clarify. Dawson likening his challenge to the Riddler in the Batman movie. But here we go. It's $5 per make, $2 per miss. But if you make two in a row, you get an extra $2.
Mm-hmm.
If you make four in a row, three in a row, you get an extra $4. If you make four in a row, you get an extra $6.
You see what I mean?
And if you go 5 for 5, it's $35.
Let's go 5 for 5. Let's just get it. Let's get after it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You shot 4 for 5 when you were half asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
Spencer, a lot went into that. Tina in Spring Valley, good morning. She says $5 per made basket, doubled if you do 4 out of 5 or better.
Oh, man.
Jackie, the $5 flat pledge. Again, everybody, pizza for everybody.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Plenty of Bellatrix pizza
Could
to go around, my friend.
Could we get Peabod, love everybody, on the heels of this? Because Matzah Matt is loving everybody with this. Here's our good friend, our longtime friend. You remember Julie Smith in Eau Claire.
Yes.
If I can still pledge, you sure can, Julie.
Thanks,
she
Julie.
Says flat $25 for Matt.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it.
Flat for Matt. I think that's probably what people are going
for. Absolutely. Well, and I was just wondering if your joke earlier on the heels of, if you were kind of poking and prodding at the Achilles that I ruptured. was that intentional, Havel, or was
that was
really good.
No pun intended.
That was fantastic. Well done, my friend.
All right, but here's the deal. Cody, no, I'm not done.
Oh, we're not done yet?
Because Cody is $2 flat pledge, but he says
I thought we already reviewed Cody's.
No, we haven't.
Oh, my God.
Cody updated it. Here's what Cody says.
It's a special one.
He says, I will double my flat pledge of $2 to $4.
Okay.
If Matt can say, go, Pat, go with every shot.
No. No. Cody, what in the world? Dude, that's awful.
And then he's like, it's for the ministry, man. It's for the ministry.
It's for the Lord.
It's for the Lord. That's right. Oh, my goodness.
We'll see if you do it. We know
in
Matt's
my mind, I'll say it, Cody. In my mind, I'll cover the double, Cody. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
I'm gonna hobble over there.
Yes.
All right, I'll get the music ready.
He had the ruptured Achilles. Yep. There it is.
Okay, do I go orange ball later? Right.
It doesn't matter. All right.
Up to you.
Looking for five for five. He's one for one. He's hit his last five in a row, going back to earlier. Underhanded again. Two for two.
Okay.
The next three for three. He's hit seven in a row.
Matt Selvig.
But it was still eight in a row going back to earlier
this
morning.
That was incredible.
What went on, I guess what matters is mentally on the last shot. What was the weight of the world on your shoulders?
I might have rushed it a little bit much on the last one. I was in a rhythm and really feeling it, and then on that last one, maybe a little overconfidence helps.
It was kind of Peter walking on water.
Yeah.
You were walking on water, walking on water, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm walking on water.
That's exactly right. And down I went. But I'm happy with four for five. What was the one person said they'd double it if we went four for five?
You know, there's sorts of complications.
Oh,
we'll figure it out.
Spencer and Hayward.
And Cody, I whispered it. I whispered on each shot. Yeah, I love Cody, the Packers.
No, no
I love
doubling. I did not hear go pack go.
Oh, my goodness. That's fun.
Can you just say it one time for
go,
me?
Go, pack, go. You know, it's going to be an interesting season. And the more that, the older that I'm getting, it's just like fun watching football. And both teams are great. And what a run for Aaron Rodgers.